The person that I am interviewing today is Christine. Christine has been part of my life for almost forever, and she has taught me a lot about dance, especially now that I've been taking dance at Carmel High. She's been the dance teacher at Carmel High for 20 years and continues to teach people who love dance every single year. Hi, Christine. Can you please introduce yourself?
My name is Christine Tarozzi, and I'm the dance teacher at Carmel High School.
Okay. How did you get into dance?
Through gymnastics. So first, I was a gymnast, and I got into gymnastics because I saw it in the Olympics, and I wanted to do that. And eventually, on the gymnastics team I was on, you had to take ballet once a week. And I think what happened is you get a certain age with gymnastics, and you think, if I do that, I could really hurt myself. So I kind of transferred my energy from gymnastics to ballet.
Okay. Do you think gymnastics helped your career in dance?
Absolutely. I mean, as a teacher, the more styles you can teach, the more valuable you are to a school or a studio or choreography. So it helped in that way. And I think even when I see dancers in my program who used to be gymnasts, they come to the program with already a sense of body awareness and a strong core and a strong center, the ability to memorize patterns and to balance and all those things that are also used in dance.
How long did you do dance?
Since then, I've always sort of danced. Let's see. I danced from the time I was in high school till I was probably about 38 when I had my kids, and then now I definitely am just a teacher.
What styles of dance were your favorite, and which ones do you think you struggled with?
Well, ballet was my favorite at first. I wanted to be a ballet dancer. And after ballet, I definitely got more into jazz. When I was studying dance, contemporary was not really a thing in the commercial dance world. So I would say ballet and jazz are my strengths. After and later in life, I was exposed to tap and musical theater, and definitely hip hop is kind of came after my time. So has definitely been more of something I look for students to do, and that's what they like to do, so that works out fine.
Do you think it is important for dancers to train all genres?
I do. I don't think you have to be good at them all, but I think you have a little more respect for each genre and how much effort and focus and how different they all are. And I think in order to gain that respect, you have to at least try them.
Okay. And what was the deciding factor in you becoming a dance teacher after your time doing dance?
After college, I immediately got a job teaching a little bit. And I think, I mean, initially I wanted to be a dancer. And I think the lifestyle of a dancer of, you know, auditioning for pieces, getting a job for 2 weeks, then having no job, you know, going here, going there, was not the kind of lifestyle I wanted. I like having a schedule. I like knowing where my free time is. I also like creating and having ideas. And I like it to be fun. And I think on a professional level, you know, they want perfection and they're looking for a certain type. And so it was just, I don't know, I just felt there was a lot more freedom in teaching and I enjoyed that.
Since you've been in dance, basically, since you were in high school, how have you seen it evolve through the years?
It's evolved so much. I mean, it's absolutely different. That's why in some ways it's hard for me to give dancers advice. I have to talk to younger people that are in the industry now to know what it's like, because it's not at all what it was like when I was young, especially with, you know, social media. I think So You Think You Can Dance changed the dance world for better and for worse in both directions. So it's out there for everyone. Like, everyone sees dance, everyone appreciates dance, which is great. But it also makes the competition level and the ability to break into the industry so much harder.
Okay. And since you teach at a high school that very much supports the arts, do you think it is important that kids are offered to take these classes in high school?
Absolutely. I mean, kids need an outlet that's not sitting behind a desk listening to the teacher lecture. They need an outlet. I think the strengths of my program is, you know, the students learn to be leaders. They learn to be creative. They learn to work as a group. They use their communication skills. They build confidence through dance. And all while doing something they enjoy to do. And so I think we need more things like that in high school.
Like dance and gymnastics, both are very intense sports, I would say. Do you think there, since it's so intense now, do you think there needs to be a better balance between work time and school time and relaxing time?
Definitely, and it's something that's come up for me, and I don't know the answer, and I'm kind of curious to see the future, is how many dancers are homeschooling now in order to make it happen. And I wonder what happens when it doesn't happen for them. What happens when they have a hip injury at 22 and they never went to college and they didn't even get really a solid high school foundation? I do not know. The jury's not out on that one. I haven't seen it follow through yet as to what's gonna happen with that. So,
okay.
But yeah, I feel like education's important. It just opens more doors for you. Even if you do dance, it's still going to open. The more you have world views, the more you have to give to that dance world, I feel.
And because you touched on it earlier, the lifestyle of a dancer, if they're trying to go professional, do you think that that is way too intense because of all the traveling that they have to do and all the work time they have to put in? Do you think that there is a better option for professional dancers other than the intensity of what it is?
Depends. I think it would be really good for dancers to kind of hone in on their personality type. Like, what is it about dance do they love, right? Do they love creating? Do they love performing? Do they like producing? You know, those are all very different things. And if you could kind of identify that, you'll know what direction you want to go in ahead of time. And I can see that in students. They don't see it in themselves yet. But some students just have to dance and have to perform, and that's just who they are, and so that's great and that's fine. But other students, I think, fit into the dance world in a different window. So I guess not every dancer has to have that schedule. Yeah. Many of them do, but there are other more solid venues, like, you know, if you belong to a small dance company in a town and things like that. But the salary is not great, so people need to know what they're getting into.
Okay, and then last question will be, what advice do you have to give to someone who maybe wants to go into the performing industry or, as what you are, a dance teacher for a high school?
I would say get an education and go to school. I would. And even though I've seen, you know, I'm looking at my past students, and the most of the ones who are being very successful at a young age left Carmel High School after their sophomore year. They did not stay. They started finding those venues and those avenues. But with those people, I can see that was who they were. They were so driven. They just had to do that. And so if that's what you have to do, then you should go for it. But I think making sure you have a basic, well-rounded education, whether it's through homeschooling, is still important, because your path, most likely, if you continue, you're going to turn into a choreographer or a teacher or a producer. Or a director. You're not going to be a dancer forever. It just doesn't last past 35. So then what are you going to do with the rest of your time?
Okay. Thank you. The takeaways from Christine's interview is that you need to find something that you love to do, no matter what it is, and take it as far as you possibly can, even if it's not something that you can do for a career, but something that's always there for when you need it. And also that you, everyone needs to find a balance in life, and that's the importance of having something that you love to do, so that they can continue to grow as a person through whatever you love to do, whether it be dance or anything else. And also that education is important, so if dance is not always there for you, you have something to fall back on if you can't continue to do that as a career. And I think it is very important that Christine teaches that to her high school students, and that she continues to teach it to help create the character and the person that we all become.